My Life Before I Decided to Commit Suicide, a new book by Jim Murphy, recently received the Book Publishers of El Paso Worthy of Being Called Excellent Book Award Competition First Place. And the author is my guest. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Now, I know you as Austin Jim Murphy with loads of CDs out there, quite the researcher and the compiler of all things blues. I also know you've done other historical research-based books. Is this correct?
Right. Lightly historically researched.
Okay.
I'll say.
Lightly. Okay.
Lightly, yes.
Well, that's more my style anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. How does this book differ from your previous efforts, or have you written other novels?
I haven't. This is my first attempt, but my book that you're talking about from Arcadia Publishing, El Paso 1850 to 1950, certainly got me on this kick.
Ah, got and, you. And oh, okay. I see the.
I did
yes.
that, and then I wrote another book for Arcadia, which unfortunately they didn't accept, which was good, but it even made me a little stronger and said, okay, I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to write a memoir, and I didn't know how to do that, and it's a great learning process.
Now, I hadn't made the connection,
yeah.
Silly me. The Arcadia Press pieces are, as you said, lightly researched accounts of local history.
Yes.
And I can see now how My Life Before I Decided to Commit Suicide, which, now, if I may quote Richard Palmer,
mm-hmm.
PhD, who was one of the judges for this Book Publishers of El Paso competition. He said, "I've come across very few books in my time that I've felt compelled to tell friends about. Jim Murphy's embellished autobiography is one of them. The explosions of description are beautiful. The honesty is remarkable. The humor is engulfing. It's on my list of favorites." Close quote. Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I wish I'd had that for myself. Well, how is your book structured?
Well, it goes back to when I was a young lad at 2 years old. In Auburn, New York, where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a series of awkward events that take place from that time. For instance, I'm stuck in some quicksand, and my brother and sister are standing there. I'm 2 years old. I can't talk yet or anything, but I'm being sucked into this quicksand in Auburn, New York, and they're not even helping me. So I have to find my own way out.
Oh, isn't it great? The you siblings. Know, so, you can always
yeah.
count on them. Yeah.
So it's stories like that where everything I get involved in, I have to figure out how to get out of it.
Uh-huh.
And so I grow up going through all of these. We've all gone through certain. All,
oh,
you know, we
yes.
could all write the same book. I lie through the whole thing. And
the truth is, don't be encumbered by the truth.
It's all yeah. the truth, but, you know.
So you've split it up into chapters 1 to 14 or like 2 to 10 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Then chapters 15 to 36, you're about 10 to 15 years of age, and so on. This has been compared to J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. That's quite a complimentary.
Yeah. Actually, two or three people compared it to that without knowing each other or anything like that.
That's high praise yeah. right there, because you must have captured that adolescent angst that is so much a part of being a teenager. And yet, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you now?
I'm almost 60.
What were some of the internal experiences you went through as you had this perspective, looking back at yourself?
Well, you know, I think we're all searching for love from our parents and from our friends, and we're trying to find that spot in society where we fit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we go on and we go on, and we fall in love, and for some reason we fall out of love. And in this instance, in my instance, I thought I was in love a few times, and each time it fell apart. And so I end up marrying my high school sweetheart, and my marriage lasts for 6 months. And so that's where the culmination of this story ends,
mm-hmm.
is that sorrowful moment where I just can't get back in touch with this person I thought I was going to be with the rest of my life. And so I go through, you know, a few years of total frustration, lose your mind, basically,
mm-hmm,
and nothing is working. And so you attempt to get out of it.
Yes, and that's where actually the book begins, does it not? That's the opening scene?
You know, I came up with that opening scene at the last moment.
Is that what we have here in the form of an excerpt?
I could read a little bit of it. Sure.
That would be nice. Please.
I hung myself on September 11th, 1978, the same day I was brought into this world 24 years earlier. This specific date had nothing to do with anything, I didn't wake up knowing I was going to be dangling from an attic rafter of a house I'd never been in before. It wasn't a planned hanging. It wasn't any different from any other self-imposed hanging that had taken place over millennia, except I was working on a construction site with my dad building a dormer on the back of a house in Eastwood, New York. I used 12-gauge electrical wiring shielded in a rubber casing as a noose. Hanging myself freaking hurt, I can tell you that. But once you kick the ladder out from under you, there isn't much you can do. I regretted it immediately. I fought to find something to stand on, kicking my feet like the near lifeless idiot I'd now become. I couldn't really see anything because my neck was jammed backward and I was choking to death. I tried to grab onto the wiring and pull myself up to relieve the tension of my weight from the noose, but 12-gauge wiring doesn't bend like a nice rope would have, and it was slippery besides. Rubber-coated wiring and sweaty, trembling hands don't make for a happy ending. This was my life's final choice? God damn it.
Now, why? Why is that both terribly tragic and terribly funny? I mean, that's a fine line. Is this typical of your wit?
Well, you know, I learned so much writing this, and in each chapter, I believe there's this sort of circumstance where I get myself into this tangled word episode and somehow, with words, work my way out of it.
So you didn't always know where you were going?
No.
And what percentage would you say of this is true?
Well, it's all true, but it's exaggerated.
How true?
You know, everything everything in this book actually happened.
Uh-huh.
But
you shaded it differently.
Yes, exactly.
How interesting. Well, that's certainly
a
good teaser.
But I want to say that I didn't know how to begin this. And the beginning was actually criticized because it just began. So I thought to myself, I've heard of other people who write the ending first.
Yes.
So I came up with this idea to put the ending first, and then you explain how you get to the end.
Hey, works for me. I think it's a lovely device, and you've certainly tempted us to pick up My Life Before I Decided to Commit Suicide by Jim Murphy, which, by the way, you can't physically pick up yet, but you will be able to eventually. The book is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BookBaby. Basically, you can go to jamesrobertmurphy.com, and that will refer you to all the other outlets for the book. My congratulations, and thanks to author Jim Murphy for coming in today. This is just a delightful read. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.